Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend Lynn Morella back on the show. Lynn is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is our ethics expert in the Brain Trust. He's a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. He's a former, served our country in many ways as a patriot. He's the author of a number of books on ethics, In Search of Ethics, the second edition. I've got both copies, and I've got the third edition in front of me. I forgot about that. I've got the new one, folks. And these are all great publications to help us, help you and me, to have a proper bearing as we pursue our lives in business and in our personal lives. Lynn Morella, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Always good to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Lynn. I think about you all the time, especially these days. I think about the things that you talk about, the things that you do. I find myself wanting to talk to you as I watch the news these days. I've never been as cynical about the so-called leadership in America today. And I'm not just talking about Washington, although they're a big part of my ire right these days, my first instinct is to be angry, and my second instinct is to be afraid. What do you think?
Well, I'm concerned because all the great civilizations of the world that decayed, most of them decayed from within, and if we don't turn around this trend, this cultural tide of society that's pulling us in the wrong direction, we may wind up in a place we don't want to be.
Yeah.
And there's evidence of it. You know, I don't want to be too much of a pessimist, but there's evidence of it when I look at the political scene, I look in the athletic scene, I look in the church scene, and I see so many ethical lapses or misbehavior problems. And
why do you think we're seeing this?
You know, I think I've thought about that a lot, Jim. I think the one of the first reasons is parenting. I think what's happened in our country, first of all, is there's a big divorce rate in the country, so there are a lot of families that are with single parents. Now, I'm not knocking single parents. I'm just saying it's hard enough with two parents.
Yeah,
working hard at the job to get the job done. It's got to be very difficult for one parent, especially a parent that has to work and keep a house and also raise kids. So that's part of the problem. The next problem is the schools. In a way, I'm the coordinator for the state of Pennsylvania for state schools of character. So I'm working in the schools and I do some work in the summertime with high school students that want to go to the military academy, and I listen to some of their stories about how they feel like they're forced to cheat. They have to cheat in order to get grades
and
get ahead. And you know, these are people that admit it. And the problem is, it's not bad enough that they have to cheat or do cheat; it's that they don't think it's a big deal.
Well, see, this is what we saw with Anthony Weiner a month ago. Where he did what he did, which was stupid and inappropriate and wrong and maybe even illegal, and then he lied about it, fabricated stories about it, came up and so you're thinking, okay, maybe he's mentally ill, but then when it all came crashing down around him and the jig was up, he had nowhere to go. He wouldn't even resign. Now, see, I was disturbed by his behavior. I was disappointed by his lies. But when he wouldn't resign, that put the whole thing to another level, didn't it?
Well, absolutely. And you see the same thing with some of the athletes who are using or allegedly using performance-enhancing drugs. It's bad enough that they're using them, but then when they lie about it and lie about it under oath, that's just... tells me that our moral base is eroding.
Well, I heard somebody say the reason he wouldn't resign, Weiner wouldn't resign, was because he couldn't imagine not being a member of Congress. Well, that's part. That's the definition of the political class. You've heard the term. I've used the term many times, the political class. Isn't that the definition of the political class, that they can't imagine being something else, and they'll possibly do anything to stay there?
Well, that's the negative side of it. The positive side of it is it's nice to want to be part of the political class to do something constructive for your country,
yeah,
for your society. And that's, you know, I don't know that
I tell you, Lynn, I'm going to have to disagree with you. When I say political class, that's not a compliment. When I say political class, I don't consider it to be a compliment. When I say political class these days, I mean it as a pejorative. Hey, Lynn, hang on to that. We're going to take a quick break. I'm sorry, folks. I think we've got to be angry about this. It's time to be angry about the standards that are being eroded. We've got to take this back, folks. Americans have to take this back from the streets. We've got to do this. We'll do it at the ballot, though. We'll do it at the polls. Tony Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can't imagine any...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.